With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump once again claiming voter fraud in a U.S. election. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the story.
The president is claiming that Tuesday's redistricting win by Democrats in Virginia was rigged. Without providing evidence, he says there was a massive mail-in ballot drop. The president's claim of fraud is the latest in a long line of complaints about election results he disagrees with. He repeatedly says his 2020 election loss was rigged, and at the beginning of his political career, accused 2016 Iowa caucus winner Ted Cruz of cheating. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wildfires intensifying across parts of the southeastern U.S., 50 homes destroyed in Georgia. Nearby in Florida, firefighters there battling 131 different wildfires that have burned 34 square miles. National Weather Service warns low humidity and winds will keep the fire danger elevated. Commuter train collision in metropolitan Washington.
Officials say 11 people were injured when a work vehicle hit a commuter train in downtown Washington early Wednesday. They say none of the injuries is life-threatening. A social media post says the Silver Line train was stationary when the work vehicle struck it just after midnight at the Metro Center station. The station is a major transfer point. Metro riders are being told to expect delays throughout the system while the collision is being investigated. Donna Warder, Washington.
New study finds 17 million Americans at high risk of being impacted by floods. It examined historic flood data and more than a dozen different factors representing hazards, exposure, as well as being vulnerable for what likely could be a rough time. SRN News. Parents are worried about social media. Michael Harrington explains what's going on.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
British police investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. Police say counter-terror officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community, as well as an attack on a Persian language media company last week. This is SRN News. American consumers certainly not alone in having to pay more for, well, just about everything these days. Rich Thomason has the story.
Inflation in the UK climbed last month, driven by a sharp rise in fuel prices. British government statistics show the annual consumer price inflation rate hit 3.3%, up from 3% the previous month. The Office for National Statistics reports it's the highest in 3 months. Gas prices have seen their largest increase since June of 2022. Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves notes the crisis is pushing up bills for both families and businesses. Rich Thomason reporting.
It came as a shock to many. Pentagon says Navy Secretary John Phelan is leaving his job. He's the first head of a military service to depart during President Trump's second term in the White House. More details, srnnews.com.